Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome today, and we have a special guest today. Today we have Ahuba Magdar, who is from Arm Yourself Dietetics, and she's going to talk about today about mealtime. As we all struggle with meals and what do we feed our kids, and we want to be healthy, but it's just so stressful. I brought in this guest expert today to talk about that. So first of all, thank you for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So let's get started. Tell me, why do you think parents get so stressed out about mealtime in general?
I mean, I think it's for a number of the reasons that you just said, right? We're all trying to do our best. We're all busy parents. You know, I always say, like, I don't care if you're a working mom, a stay-at-home mom, however you identify, like, we're all busy. We have so much going on. And in the world now where we have so much information just being thrown at us at all times, parents are constantly hearing different messages about what the right way to feed their kids is. They're constantly seeing like the dinner that the mom down the street made on Instagram that looks 10 times nicer than theirs. And plus when we're dealing with kids who might not even want to be eating the food that we prepare sometimes, it can be really, really difficult for parents to be able to, you know, feel like they're taking their time out of their day. They're trying their best to make these, you know, nice, healthful meals for their kids. And then they're hearing yuck, like 10 times a day.
Yeah, that's exactly what is happening, or it happens in my household at least. So, you know, I gotta hope that it's happening everywhere else.
Yeah. I always say this to parents and they're like, have you been in my house recently? Like, do you know what's happening? And I'm like, no, but kind of.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me a little bit, like, what's your number one tip for parents who are trying to reduce their mealtime stress? What do you suggest for us?
So I always love that question because, you know, there's so many different things that kids, you know, that we can do when we're trying to reduce the mealtime stress. And I think that there's always, you know, two things to think about. Number one is remember that raising kids in general and raising them to be competent eaters is a long game. Right? We're not playing the short game as parents. So often, you know, parents measure their success at mealtime by like, did my child take 10 bites of broccoli tonight? If not, then I failed. And then we all end the meal and, you know, like this fog of failure and we're getting mad at the kids because, you know, we feel bad. So remembering that it's not always about, you know, what happened at dinner tonight, but it's really focusing on how we're going to teach our kids long-term healthy habits. And that doesn't always mean them eating vegetables on the first night. Crazy, I know. And then also remembering to manage our expectations, right? So sometimes it's something as simple as thinking about, you know, when we're getting upset because our children aren't eating something at the dinner table, is it because we really wanted them to eat it? Or is it maybe because we spent 3 hours making it and now we feel like the least they could do is try a bite? And they don't really understand that. And so just remembering that mealtime isn't personal. And slow and steady always wins the race on this one.
Oh, that's great. I love how you're talking about expectations. I talk about that a lot here on The Impactful Parent, that sometimes it's our parenting expectations that causes so much trouble in our house and we don't realize it. And I know I'm guilty of that. I'll put in a lot of time into a meal and then I'm like, just eat it, please. Come on. I just spent all this time making it.
Right.
And it's really frustrating when your kid doesn't eat it. So, I guess my next question to you would be then, if you have a picky eater, do you have any quick tips that might be able to help some of our parents?
Totally. So a couple of things that I often encourage parents to think about is how our kids are showing up at the dinner table, right? And this sort of comes back to the expectations as well, right? Because, you know, a lot of times, especially when we're moms, especially as our kids are going to school for the first time, maybe it's their first year, we're sending like 15 snacks in their lunchbox and then their vegetables are coming home. And then we're giving them 3 snacks after school and then they're not eating their dinner. So we always want to make sure that our kids are actually showing up hungry at mealtime. Because, you know, you can probably think of a time and I can think of a time where you're sort of snackish. If there's something good around, you'll eat it. But if there's not, you're not hungry enough to eat the thing that you don't like. That's how a lot of our kids are showing up to dinner time, right? They're kind of like, if it's their favorite, if it's macaroni and cheese or pizza, lots of kids are on board. If it's chicken stir fry, which isn't their favorite, they've had so many snacks leading up to dinner that they're not super hungry when they actually sit down for dinner. Number one. And number two is the bigger one, is all of our kids are really good at telling us what they will and will not eat. Our job is to not tell them. So if you feel like your kid is a picky eater, if you feel like they are not the kind of person who will eat broccoli or not the kind of person who will eat a green bean, if presented with a green bean and you say, oh, he won't eat that because he's a picky eater, it just reinforces their own identity as a picky eater to them. So don't stop serving them. Don't stop putting vegetables on the table. Don't stop putting new foods on the table, because our kids will very nicely tell us if they won't eat it, but we don't need to make that decision for them before they get to mealtime.
What a great suggestion, Ahuva. Really, that was awesome. Because I never really thought about it in that way before. So thank you for that. I would like to know, do you support or do not support the idea of parents hiding vegetables in food so that you can get your child to eat that? I'm just curious on your viewpoint on it.
That's an excellent question, because lots of parents are very motivated to do that. And so I think the question is twofold. Is there are some children who will eat vegetables but don't want to see them, right? So lots of kids know you're putting cauliflower in my smoothie. Okay, if I don't have to see the cauliflower, I don't mind, right? If I don't have to see, you know, whatever it is that you're hiding, you're using butternut squash in my macaroni and cheese, cool, go for it. But I think it's really important, and I'm sure this is something that, you know, you talk about as well, is there's so much trust. We talk about building trust in, you know, the fundamentals of a marriage and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But in a feeding relationship, there's a lot of trust that has to happen. And the analogy that I always like to give to parents is, if you had a chef that you thought was constantly trying to poison you, you'd probably think twice before taking that first bite, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously I know the cauliflower in, you know, in something is not poison, and we can all agree on that as parents, but nobody likes to feel tricked. Yeah. So it's a little bit of a dangerous game that often has a lot of short-term benefits for kids, because they're getting in their vegetables. They're getting, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But the risk of being found out and having that relationship you start be broken down is a really big risk that I often don't like when parents take. A different way of doing this is starting with minuscule amounts of a vegetable or of a, you know, new food, and making sure your kids know that it's in the food, but having it not at all taste like whatever it is. So that can be something like, if you're giving your child oatmeal in the morning, saying, you know, it's pumpkin oatmeal, and you can put a, you know, an amount that's like as big as my, you know, pinky nail of pumpkin puree or whatever that is into the oatmeal. It doesn't change the color. It doesn't change it. Nothing has objectively changed. But your child starts to associate themselves as someone who eats pumpkin oatmeal. So the next time they're faced with something that's pumpkin flavored, it's a lot more familiar and it's a lot easier to do it. So I'd rather you start with something small that your child knows is in there rather than hiding it.
Well, thank you so much. So much great information. Just again, thank you for coming on today. If you want to know more about what she does and get her advice, Ahuva, how do we contact you?
So the best way, the places that I hang out the most are either over on Instagram. My handle is at Ahuva, AHUVARD. And that's a great place to find me. And I share lots of great strategies for reducing mealtime stress, introducing new foods to your kids, and just reducing the mental load that moms feel in having to feed their families. And I also hang out in my free community on Facebook that's called The Busy Mom's Guide to Feeding Your Family.
Thank you so much again for coming on today. You have so much to offer us, and I really appreciate you coming on to the Impactful Parent community and sharing. So thank you.
You got this, parents.
I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.